Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News Podcast, where we bring you the latest updates from the region's thriving aerospace sector. I'm Emma, and with me is Daniel.
Hi Emma, that sounds great. So today we're going to talk about a company that's making waves in the aerospace industry. It's called Quality Bearings Online, right?
Yes Daniel, that's right. It's based in Leeds, and they've just taken a big step forward by moving into a brand new warehouse and office space.
Wow, that is so cool. What's the story behind this expansion?
Well, the company started with just 2 people, but now they have a team of 19. That's quite a big jump, right? 2022 alone saw them growing by 5 people, including their first COO.
I see, so with that kind of growth, it's no surprise they needed more space. What exactly is the new location like?
The new space provides 4,500 square feet of modern offices and 12,500 square feet of warehousing. That's quite a big move for the company.
I wonder what's driving all this expansion. The industry must be going through some changes, right?
You're right. The events of recent years have had a huge impact on the bearing industry. Production has been halted, and there's a shortage of raw materials. This means lead times from manufacturers are extending months into the future.
So how is QBOL dealing with these challenges?
By maintaining high stock levels of in-demand products. This ensures the shortest possible lead times for their customers. It's a smart move in these uncertain times.
That makes sense. It sounds like they're staying ahead of the curve. What about the new offices? Are there any specific features?
The offices provide clean, modern workspaces, meeting rooms, and communal areas, designed to facilitate both internal and external collaborations.
That sounds like a great environment for innovation and teamwork. What's the CEO's take on this expansion?
The CEO, Denny Maud, said this move is part of the ongoing reshaping of the business. They've invested in new technology to support their 5-year strategy plan, focusing on customer centricity, digitalization, branding, and improving their product offerings.
That's an ambitious plan. How are they supporting their employees through this growth?
They've been accredited by Investors in People, and they're renewing that accreditation this year. Each employee has opportunities to grow and develop through in-house training and external courses.
That's great to hear. It's important to invest in people, especially in a growing company.
Absolutely. Women make up over 67% of the team, and the company is working with Leeds Beckett University on the WECAN project. This supports women in SMEs by advancing their leadership, management, and coaching skills.
That's a powerful initiative. It's good to see a company supporting gender equality and professional development.
QBOL is also a multi-award-winning company. They supply precision bearings, engineering spares, and advanced lubricants to customers in over 110 countries.
Wow, that's impressive. They must have a strong reputation in the industry.
Yes, they do. They pride themselves on offering quality brands, expert knowledge, and excellent customer service. Their rapid delivery worldwide is another key strength.
That's a winning combination. I'm sure their customers really value that.
Definitely. You can follow Quality Bearings Online's journey on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. It's exciting to see such a dynamic company growing in the Northwest.
Thanks for the update, Emma. It's always inspiring to hear about companies that are making a positive impact in the aerospace industry.
Thank you, Daniel. That's the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News Podcast. For more updates, visit our website or connect with us on social media. Stay tuned for the next episode.